they won't issue a license to anybody in the United States under 100 watts. So, in essence, I guess I don't have to have a license.
He calls it micro-broadcasting. The FCC calls it pirate radio. Bill Spry could find himself in hot water for running an illegal radio station. The federal government, on the other hand, says he's stealing the airwaves. But as 19 News reporter Don Teague tells us, Spry says he's just doing God's work.
Hot by another yawn, I might as well be gone. Let's stand and say amen.
24 hours a day, Christian music fills the airwaves above the scenic countryside of Butler County. Rock and roll, mostly, coming from a radio station in Bill Spry's basement.
The youth seems to get left out of everything. They want rock and roll. And I would much rather have my kid listening to Christian rock than secular rock.
With a 95-watt transmitter out in the barn and a 150-foot tower, FM 105.5 delivers the gospel, complete with guitar riffs.
He may be spreading the good news, but it's bad news to the FCC. The commission is doing everything it can to shut down Bill Spry's radio station because FM 105.5 is broadcasting without a license.
95,000 milliwatts of power.
Spry calls it free radio. The FCC calls it a crime. They've threatened to put him in prison for up to a year and fine him $100,000 unless he shuts down.
Just because there's a law doesn't mean it's right, and sometimes it means people have to break the law to make it right.
Spry says it's just not right. The FCC won't license radio stations under 100 watts, and if the FCC wants a fight, he and his lawyer are ready.
We're prepared to go to the Supreme Court if we have to fight on the issues because they're wrong.
David and Goliath comparisons aren't lost on Bill Spry, which is fine with him. David won. In Butler County, Don Teague, 19 News.
By the way, Spry does sell advertising. It's $4 a spot.